Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about an example of what can pull you back to earlier stages, how to recognize that you've been pulled back to earlier stages, and then how to work your way forward to the more joyous stages. Once you have worked your way through the stages once, remember, it's a cycle and you're going to keep getting pulled around again and again. So the key then is to recognize what stage you're in, why you're there, and how to get yourself quickly back around to the ones that you want to be in, whatever that is. So I'm going to be using an example today of where I was pulled back to stage 6, how I recognized it, and how I got out of it. And that's going to be a really useful one. Quick shout out to new listeners in Chennai, India. Is Samband Kiliye Dhanivad. Thank you for this connection. It's so nice to have you on board. If you have questions, use the link in the show notes and send in your questions, thoughts, and ideas. Those come directly to me. You will hear back directly from me. And if you have a question, you're guaranteed tons of other people have exactly the same question. So please do let me know how I can help. All right, so let's talk about getting pulled back to stage 6. Now, when I'm in stage 8 and beyond, 8, 9, 10, 11, I've noticed that creativity just flows from me. Creativity flows through me. And really, at higher and higher rates, the higher the stage I'm in, the more the creativity just pours out of me. Art, music, writing, ideas, whatever. And the higher the stage, the greater the flow of that creativity. But I find that when I'm in stages 1 through 7, it takes work to really pull out a piece of writing or a piece of music or a piece of art. It's work. I have to really work at it. It's not flowing. And I've noticed this. So for me, lack of creativity, lack of inspiration, the ideas aren't coming like they normally do. I can sit down and say, okay, I want to write something now. I just don't feel inspired to do it. These are big red flags that I am somewhere between stages 1 and 7, and I need to examine that. Now, as my experience with this process and these stages, my experience with Purna Asati grows, I find that I rarely ever spend any time in stages 2 or 5. 2 is where we're stuck on our experiences, and 5 is where we're stuck on our ideology. That just doesn't happen for me anymore, really, not very much at all. I've also noticed that if I can get to stage 8, I will nearly instantly roll through to 10. With just a little bit of conscious intention, I'm back to 11. And in these places, writing and music and art, it just flows out of me with such breadth and speed that I can hardly keep up. And that's my indicator that I'm in the right stage that I want to be in. So if the creativity is not flowing, it is a red flag that I am not in the beautiful later stages, and that calls for examination and action. So after publishing a round of books, like April through June, I put out 3 books and a music album and a ton of art. After finishing that process, the actual publishing process, which is not fun, I found myself in stage 6. Now, why was that? 6 is live and let live. Well, what's wrong with that? Because you're still founded in your ideology, but you're not swinging it at everybody. it's a pretty good place to be. It's a fairly happy place, and this is why getting pulled back to stage six is so sneaky. Getting pulled back to stage two or three or four or five is obvious. It's really obvious when you've been pulled back there. But being pulled back to stage six, live and let live, can feel a lot like you think you're in eight, but you're not. And it's a very, very subtle difference. So why did this happen to me? Why did I get pulled back to six? And I believe it's because after the creative fun of creating books and art and music, and that's huge fun for me, after that comes this long, arduous task list required to actually get the creative thing out there, to actually publish the book, to actually put the album out there, to get it distributed. And even once you finish that step, which is so not fun, and it is massively arduous, it takes 4 to 6 weeks of focused, task list driven cerebral effort that can really sort of pull you out of connection with yourself. And then it gets worse. Then there's this litany of things that an author or a musician or an artist is expected to do, just based on societal rules, expected to do once you release a new work. And this is what had driven me back there. See, stage six is happy enough, but it has in it this continuous low level of frustration that's bubbling below the surface. And that frustration comes from following rules that you know on some level are wrong for you. I'm going to say that again because that's really, really important. When you're in stage six, it's very live and let live. You have your ideology. You're still pretty much based in your ideology, that is political, social, moral, the whole thing. But, you know, live and let live, whatever, you do your thing, I'll do mine. Everybody just let each other have a nice life. But there's this continuous low level of frustration. And it's just sitting there below the surface. And you can feel it in the background of everything else that you do. And that frustration comes from following rules that you know on some level are wrong for you. And the key for me was to, number one, recognize that I was swimming in stage six. And how did I recognize that? I had trouble being creative, and I felt that low-level background frustration. And I said, aha, I'm in stage six. Then I had to recognize what had pulled me there. Marketing. Marketing, book, and album, and art, and stuff. Why? Because for me, it just sucks. I hate it so much. Some people love it. Some people get energy from it. I don't. It sucks the life out of me. And so then what did I need to do? Well, I need to take this marketing task that's sucking the life out of me and causing me to be in stage six and take it with me to stage seven, where we question everything. So I needed to then question everything about marketing. Once I questioned everything about marketing, it became clear which of these marketing tasks were for me and which long-held ideas are just wrong, or at least wrong for me. So once it was all clear, I naturally shifted to stage eight and proceeded from there to nine and landed in 10 for the rest of the day with little trips to 11 sprinkled all through it. And everything was lovely. So this was a 30-minute exercise to get me back to beautiful states. And so it looks like this. If you're generally happy but frustrated with a particular thing, then question everything about the thing. Decide what's right for you based on your principles. And then you will land in stage 8, slide to 9, 10, 11, and you're back to living in bliss. So what does it look like to question everything? Now, again, this is just my example, but questioning everything. So when normally in this society, when somebody puts out a book or a music album or a big bunch of art or a thing, a creative product, they are expected to go out there and market it, get a publicist, do a bunch of radio shows, TV shows, podcasts, whatever. They're expected to go out there and market it. They're expected to push it on social media 24/7 for 6 months. They're expected to be blowing up their social media accounts big, constantly with just everything. And I say no. Questioning it looks like saying no. Taking a look at the different components of this and going, no. So I made some decisions. I don't do radio. I don't do TV. I will do podcasts if they ask. I'll do podcast interviews. Yes, because I like the podcast medium, obviously, because here we are. So yes, I will do that. Why? Because podcasts offer an opportunity for real connection with the host, the type that you can't really get on the short form TV and radio interviews where you've got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That's not real connection. One of my principles is about real connection. But podcasts, you've got a shot at it. So, okay, I will do that. I'm not going to push a bunch of nonsense on social media. Why? Because social media is not real connection. You see how this works? So one of my principles is real connection. Social media is not real connection. So I will not do it that way. How about I just don't? And when you start to say no to the things that are wrong for you, that is liberation. When you decide for yourself, despite society's rules, when you decide for yourself, I will do these things, they are right for me, and I will not do those things, they are not right for me. Wow, that feels good. So I encourage you to try this. So if you're feeling happy enough, live and let live, but you find yourself perpetually frustrated with some particular aspect of your life, something you're doing, not doing, supposed to be doing, focus on that subject and question everything about it and liberate yourself by making some deliberate choices. Deliberate choices. Liberate you. Make those choices. What's right for you? What's wrong for you? And remember that it's different for everybody. Right? What's right for you isn't going to be right for somebody else. So do this just for yourself, but give it a go. And that's how you recognize when you are in stage 6 and thinking you're in stage 8 or 9, you're totally fooling yourself, you're in 6, and we need to learn how to recognize that. If these stage talk is unfamiliar to you, go back and read the book. Click the link in the show notes, get the book, read it, or go online, read it, or go to lastingpeace.org and read it. Sign up at lastingpeace.org and you'll get an automatic email course that comes to you that's going to walk you through moving yourself through these stages and into a better place. Check it all out. Find the method that's right for you and get moving. All right. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, you can use the link in the show notes. That'll take you over to the community page at KatherineColleen.com where you can send them in to me. They come directly to me. We'll hear back directly from me if you would like to remain anonymous when I discuss the concept on podcast and articles. That's cool. Very popular. Just let me know. All right, thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Perna Asati, complete connection.